Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. 2 o'clock is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, the three of us together in our Odyssey Palace studios, heading towards a good Monday Night Football game tonight. It'll be the team that used to play here against the one that has always played in Philadelphia. That's coming up after our program gets over around 4 o'clock. We have about 2 hours to do a whole bunch, so much so that our recap of week 14 of the NFL, the good, the bad, and the ugly, has been tabled until tomorrow's show. So we apologize for those of you who love that. I love it.
That was a producer's cut, right?
Yeah, that was
if
a,
you have
producer's
a complaint,
decision.
It's at Matt Scraby or Matt Scraby at Odyssey or wherever you got to get a hold of him. He decided that, you know, because he doesn't have the same, you know, he doesn't have the same.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying you don't care about it as much as I do because you don't do it.
That's not what
I do it.
That is an accusation.
Yeah, it is. I work on this thing all night Sunday, all through the night, and then get up Monday morning. It's really difficult, you know, to get that thing right. But it's okay, Scrab. I'm not hurt.
No. Nope.
And I imagine that, you know, we're going to be providing such interesting content in its place.
All eyes on the rest of the show are on Matthew Scraby.
Yeah.
At this point.
Whenever Chris can get on camera, we can start.
Well, I haven't typed that in there.
Yeah!
The camera was pointed at me, which is a surprise.
I was getting ready to say, I was like, what do you mean the camera's pointing at him?
Yeah, for the one time the camera's actually pointing at me, but
that's
I didn't click
too.
On the right button.
That's
so.
True, too. No, we did on the overtime. I feel like we had a very spirited overtime. We talked about the college football playoff, which anyone who's been listening to the show the last week or so knows that Chris is very, very passionate about this whole situation. So we get into that. And we also talk about the Friday incident of the five.
Carmageddon.
The five being closed. And I was stuck in it. My dad was stuck in it. But we talked about
if
that a little bit, too.
For the record, everyone was stuck in
pretty
it,
much,
Matt.
Yes.
Not just you,
except
buddy.
For you two. Well, like, yeah. In this room, two out of the three weren't stuck in it, so
this
that doesn't
why,
do anything.
This is
for
why
your...
you try to live close to the studio.
And Chris did make his infuriating joke of, well, I got stuck in so much traffic on the way home.
Well, I did have to drive to South Bay to referee a game, but that was not the direction of the incident, so
anyway,
I lucked
I'm
out.
Sorry to everyone who got stuck in it.
Yeah, pretty much means everybody listening. All right, so anyway, we did have a ton to get to. The whole college football mess, which we delve very deeply into in the overtime segment. But yes, it's true. Miami's in, Notre Dame is not in. And now, I mean, basically, Tony, right now it's just a a whining match between Notre Dame and the ACC. Notre Dame is upset because the ACC didn't stick up for them, and the ACC just came back and said, why should we stick up for you? You don't play football in our conference. It's, you're the ones that want to be arrogant and independent. This is what you get.
This is the downside of it.
If, right.
For some crazy reason, something like a scenario in which we just saw happens, you will have no protection if it comes down to a team that's in that conference that you have cozied up to, as it did with Notre Dame. And that's... To me, listening to Mr. Bavakwa, the AD Notre Dame,
yeah,
which was, it just seemed like, I don't know how he could be fixing his mouth to say these. I think he said something along the lines of, we are their biggest business partner, something along those lines.
Yes. In football.
In
he
football.
Said, we're their biggest business.
How can you fix your mouth to say that? You literally don't give up any of that. Did you give up any of that cash? When you got into the postseason last year?
Nope.
I was best not. Are you giving up any of the NBC cash you get?
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know.
No.
So you want the ACC.
But since Miami got in, should they give you money?
Yeah, Notre Dame feels like they should.
But you know what? Notre Dame's always been beyond full of itself. But, you know, this to me wasn't an attack on Notre Dame, and we got into it so much in the overtime.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go too much more. You'll hear it.
4:15 p.m. at Gwynn and Chris SD
a little bit later.
On
yeah. But, I mean, Notre Dame's always been incredibly arrogant, and this is, I think a lot of people are celebrating their demise. But to me, this was not about that. This was just about doing what was fair, and Miami beat them, and end of story.
Now,
but
listen,
that's not the end of the story.
It's not. I mean, obviously, and we got into this, as we said in the OT, you could make the argument Alabama should not be in this
playoff. Alabama should
be
the one.
Playoff.
Right. They
and
could
that
be
both
the one.
Notre Dame and Miami should have got in.
Yeah.
But that's not how it
works. Now we just dragged all the Bama fans to hate us in there. So, anyway, the college football playoff is set. The Aztecs are set. I think the Aztecs get a, you know, for what they have, which is, you know, playing another, you know, group of five team. They're not going to get a power conference team when you in the Mountain West Bowl set up. But North Texas is about as good as you can play. They're ranked. They have one of the best, statistically, the offense in the country. The Aztecs have one of the best defenses.
Although that took a hit.
That took a hit because our guy, our defensive coordinator, Rob Arich.
Arich, yep.
Yep, is off. And good for him. I mean, going to Nebraska, that's a pretty big deal.
That's a big Big step up.
I think you know, you got to feel happy for him to get that opportunity.
Absolutely. It's another sign, though, that at least Sean Lewis is hiring the right guys coming in, because it's followed by their best season since he's taken over.
Yep.
And, you know, you hope that you can regroup. I mean, this was one of the best defenses in the nation this year. And that's going to be tough to replace.
It will. They will replace Rob Arch for the bowl game. But I think with these guys, they're going to want to go out and
for sure,
you know, finish the season, you know, strong. So I'm excited about their bowl opportunity, you know, in the New Mexico Bowl. So good for the Aztecs. The Holiday Bowl ended up with who they wanted going into the whole process: SMU versus Arizona. So that's a good game. But it was crazy yesterday because Notre Dame was holding everything up.
They weren't fully decided on not playing.
You listen to Mark Neville or read the comments of Mark Neville in the paper today, and he said basically we were trying to see what Notre Dame was going to do because they were now available. And, you know, I guess eventually the Irish decided to take their ball and go home. And so they did that, and there you get SMU. So, but again, all of that's in the overtime, so enjoy it. We have issues that we really have to get to, and this is why the GBU has been tabled and why we talked about the college football in the overtime.
Is it that the Padres?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Padres situation is might be...
The article that came out this morning from Dennis Lynn about Nick Pivetta.
I am not an alarmist. Tony is the furthest thing from an alarmist.
I'm definitely an alarmist.
You are.
Yes, that's why we didn't include
So turn your mic off. So we don't want to go too crazy, but it is, you know, we have said no way they're trading Fernando. And they're certainly not going to part with anything they have. They have some things they need to add to this roster. So that's kind of where we've been coming at this. But the more and more we're reading and more that the whispers are, I mean, in The Athletic today, it just, quote, here's what it says. Executives around the sport really do believe the Padres eventually will have to trade consider trading Fernando. He's far more movable than Manny or Xander. That trio is going to make $90 million beginning in 2027. Padres for now plan to keep them all, but foreseeable future, if the payroll has to shrink and you're going into a situation we all know now where they're probably selling the team. I mean, there's everything but a for sale sign right outside the office. And now, today, Athletic, and again, Dennis Lynn is pretty well connected. Nick Pivetta's name's even being mentioned. So if he's being mentioned as a trade, Tony, sounds like almost anybody could be mentioned in a trade.
Jeremiah Estrada mentioned in this article.
Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah, we've heard Jake already, but
Listen, we've kind of been hinting towards, not hinting, but when you look at what's happening with the Padres and you go back through the history of teams who have put up their team for sale or engaged in a possible sale, things get tricky when it comes to payroll and adding players in order to continue to pursue. Typically what happens in those situations is a team will try to have the books look as clean as possible for
you
whatever owners.
Everything down.
Exactly.
Get now, rid of all of the trim the fat.
We heard from John Seidler when this sale information came out. One of the things he said was that they would at least try to keep things where they're at. To me, the possibility of trading Pivetta would signal maybe the opposite of that. But I think
Tony. Go ahead.
Ultimately, I think what AJ would try to do in moving a Pivetta is try to get, you know, three players for the one Pivetta and try to keep things competitive that way. But I think when this season ended last year, it was clear that there were holes in the roster. However you want to look at it, whether there's an element in the middle of the lineup, certainly the rotation is something that has to be addressed. I don't know that all those things can get addressed based on what we've seen to this point. Now, every signing we've seen so far for the Padres have been, you know, in some cases, who's this guy? And in other cases, not sure I've heard of him, you know? And so it's all been minor kind of additions to the Padres roster. I just hope that that's not indicative of what's to come.
If the Padres need is starting pitching, why trade away a starting pitcher? Because you just lost two.
Maybe you can get three for him. Or two.
Three, but that's not, like, I guess.
Because I'm just answering your question.
Tony.
I don't know.
That's not a good enough answer for me, bro.
I don't necessarily know.
I think I go back to that statement that said that they're going to try to keep things where it's at. And that's all we can hope for at this point.
Listen. AJ Preller has, despite the payroll being let from when it was at its peak, has dropped every year. But this team has remained competitive. AJ Preller always does what he needs to do in order to keep this team at least in striking distance at the trade deadline, and then he does some more magic once he gets there. I think
this may be his biggest test.
This might be the toughest one yet.
Yes, sir.
We're going to 18.
Well, darn it.
You forgot again.
On Friday, when I did my what to watch for at the winter meetings thing, I said AJ Preller extension. I still want to know about that. So, I mean, there's lots of questions that we just don't have the answers
to. If indeed payroll is going to stay, maybe go below where it was. I don't know of a better GM that you'd want to have at the helm.
I agree with
that. In terms of the creativity that is going to be necessary to keep this team where it's at right now.
Well, you're going to have to.
And by the way, you're going to have him. He's got one more year on his contract.
Right. No, so he's not going anywhere this year, but you do have to do something about keeping him for the future. Hey, going back to what John Seidler said, that we're going to do everything, you know, to keep everything where it is. I think that is the high watermark at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can even start saying, well, all right, we've got Manny, we got Bogey, we got Crony, we got Fermi, we got everything set. We need a, let's go buy a first baseman, let's go get a DH, let's add a starting pitcher, and we're good to go. Because I just don't think that's even remotely realistic anymore. It sounded good at the end of the season when he said, hey, let's get Kyle Schwarber.
Those things cost money.
Sounded fun.
Well, the Pirates apparently offered him over $100 million.
Sure. Who's that?
Schwarber.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's going to take that.
He ran as quickly as he could.
I've actually been reading a little bit that the Reds might jump to the top.
That makes sense to me.
Because they have a young core.
Exactly. He would be
in that ballpark? Are you kidding me? We just said the same thing, Jinx. You will miss out on that.
I would hate to have to deal with him in Great America Ballpark.
Like, he's just going to rip homers down that left or right field line.
That's worse than Citizens Bank where he's at.
Yeah, because it's farther to the right field at Citizens Bank.
Oh, man. Nonetheless, winter meetings kick off here this week. Hopefully, we're going to be hearing from Sam today. We hearing from Sam today?
Yeah, we're going to hear from him at 3:40.
He'll be on in a little while. Because I feel like we're a little down and out reading all this stuff. It's starting to take a toll. Down and out might be too far, but it's starting to take a toll. I've been keeping upbeat and trying to say, hey, we're okay. And to me, any team that has Manny and Fernando and Bogey and the nuts and bolts of something, you've got a shot. But you start, you know, picking away at the top three starters on your staff. I don't care how good Joe Musgrove is, he can't be all three of those guys.
No.
You can't lose them all. You can't lose your, you know, at that point, Mason Miller may have to just be a starter. So there's so many things. We'll see what AJ can do this week, but I don't think he's going in with his guns blazing the way he'd like to.
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't have all his ammunition.
It sounds like, you know, the guys who are making, you know, the upper tier money aren't likely to be going anywhere as of now.
Right.
But in terms of adding to those specific spots that you mentioned, specifically the rotation.
Yeah.
It's going to have to. It seems like it might take some creativity.
I don't want to cut off Chris, but I just wanted to ask you guys if you think that if Bogey waives a no trade clause.
Bogey's not waiving a no trade clause.
Do you think that there's any team in Major League Baseball that would take that? Because that, to me, it's going to go down as the reason that the Padres have to trade Fernando if they trade Fernando.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think there's a team. As of now, if he can, comes out next year and it's like gangbusters, maybe it's a different conversation.
I just know if you try to trade Xander Bogaerts right now, that man is going to see red. It's my favorite line from Xander Bogaerts.
He ended the season seeing red.
That was the last thing he saw.
It was red
as he went into the dugout and was in a screaming match with the DJ
Rayburn.
Rayburn.
You had that up? That's what the umpire...
No, DJ Rayburn said you had it. Did you have it down?
Oh, yeah. You had that down. Right. Yes. And
Xander's like, kind of, yeah. It was like bounced.
Not the first thing you want to hear as you strike out with
and
DJ, one out
like,
left.
And DJ Rayburn like stepped up into Xander's face to say it.
Yeah, he's like, wait, you had that down? I didn't see it that way.
That clearly. Was painful.
Thanks, DJ.
All right, we are underway, but we're worried. So welcome to the Worry Show. Remember to listen around 3:35. We are going to announce a biggest fan today, and that fan will get a chance to qualify for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. That's coming up at 3:35. Gwen and Chris back and continuing to be concerned on 973 The Fan.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here. Happy Debit Days from SDCCU is happening now. The holidays are almost here, and San Diego County Credit Union.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Scraby is listing off his complaints here during the break. And
you better extend the break then. He's got more than complaints than the break had time for.
It's amazing. I was like, man, listen, you have a lot of complaints,
oh,
man.
Goodness, going on.
There are times where you remind me of my significant other.
Gosh, that's the second time with the button. Chris has said I remind him of his wife. You said I remind you of your wife. What does that mean?
Why did
for
you
me?
Say that you remind me of my wife? Because she's going to ask about that now.
I mean, she.
What about
you've
what
said
about,
it before on the air?
What about? No, I haven't. No, you don't remind me of her.
I'm pretty
in
sure
any way.
You have.
Oh boy,
Tony,
I'm gonna stay out of this.
Yeah.
Tony wanted to agree with me, but didn't want to.
What did you say? What did you? Where was it? What was it that Scraby does that makes you reminds me of me?
It's because we're both
because
really
he gives me
great
a big,
people.
Gives me a big. I mean, what? No,
I'm
she's
trying
great.
To save. I don't know why Chris made this
well,
so weird.
I'll remind everybody, all guests on the 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Sam, the great Levitt, out in Orlando for the winter meetings. He has done some catching up with some people who are important.
Some of the big wigs out there.
Yeah. Craig Stammen being one of those guys.
Sammy will stick a microphone in your face. You better be ready.
He's not afraid.
No.
He's not afraid at all. Scrape, what kind of. I haven't seen any of the sound bites. What do we got here?
So 97.3 The Fantasy on Twitter has all the sound bites right now. But Craig Stammen did his first winter meetings official MLB press conference with everyone. And he was asked something that we were just talking about.
He was asked.
Yeah, Craig Stammen was asked.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know if Sam Levitt was asked.
Oh, no. Here's Craig Stammen talking about relief pitchers on the team and whether or not they'll be converted into starting pitchers.
I didn't know if you were talking about me or talking about players on our team. I think it's still, I wish I could have done that. We got a lot of good pitchers in our bullpen that we, you know, can pitch in numerous innings and a lot of different parts of the game. As far as starting, You know, I think we're still having those conversations, but leaning towards those guys staying in their current roles and just being valuable assets that we deploy throughout different parts of the game.
Mason and Adrian specifically, how well they've pitched in
the league. Asked about Adrian Morihonen.
Yeah. To me, that's the biggest factor, because you take someone that's the best at what they do and you put them in a completely different role. You don't know if they're still going to be the best or they're going to be a shell of themselves or somewhere in between. And it's a risky proposition, one, health-wise and just performance-wise. So I think using those guys strategically in the bullpen is probably best for us. It's best for them also. I think that's what they want to do, and that's a big piece of this too, is what the player knows what he really wants to do and what he's going to be best at.
First of all, he gets an A on answering the question directly. He did. I mean, he could have you know, hemmed and hawed and gave the, you know, we're still kind of discussing it right now. But he indicated that they were leaning more towards leaving guys where they were. And that gives us the answer, so we don't have to keep asking that question over and over.
That's the good news. The bad news is if they trade Nick Pivetta and every other starting pitcher, he may have to revisit that question.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
But I'll give him the latitude to do that, because he's answering the question based on the information he has now.
Right.
And that's fair. And you're right, Tony. No, I don't want to say no, but very few managers, coaches, people like this, GMs,
especially in their first few,
have ever understood that if you just give us something now, we really won't have any reason to call you back again and keep pestering you.
Great point. Because now we can go off of you saying that we're going to likely keep these
guys.
There's
nothing more we can really glean from you.
Have you guys fully gotten all the way over
there? You're really thinking of doing that?
Now we have a direction.
No doubt. It's an interesting point, and Craig Stammen seems to get it, so I like that.
We'll get more from Craig Stammen on the other side, plus a lot more audio. I believe Sam caught up with Harold Reynolds as well.
You're
going to
feel like you're at the baseball winter meetings when we're done with you.
This is why you have a utility guy like Sam Levitt. I mean, he can do a little bit of everything. He can host.
I don't know if not he only like that, utility
he,
man.
He doesn't like that one?
No, he wants to be reporter on the scene.
Oh, okay.
Well,
sorry.
He can't be reporter on the
scene. He does everything, though.
But he does, and he snuck a wedding in on his way to Orlando.
He did.
Right.
And he joined the show on Friday while he was on his way.
We have a lot of people joining shows on their way to wedding now. Sammy,
Joe Musgrove. Yeah, very true.
I also had a complaint yesterday from one of my people that worked down at the Holiday Bowl. Had a lot of people come up to me yesterday at the Holiday Bowl announcement. And really very nice people. Every single one of you that I met, thank you so much. It means a lot.
Can you hold this for the other side?
And I'll tell you, though, but one of them had a complaint that we got to address.
We'll address it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to address the complaint yesterday.
We got a lot of complaints.
And then we're going to get into some more complaints. Gwen and Chris, 2:36 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and the man we are going to complain to very, very shortly here.
Complaint department closed. Sorry.
Well, we're opening it. We're prying it open, and we're walking right in. To me, this is one of the laziest days of your entire tenure.
That is really mean. So, because I'm also putting up a video.
Wait,
that
time
we
out.
Did the show?
I'm sorry. I lost focus for a second. Did I miss the original, the complaint about...
No, I haven't done that yet.
Okay, sorry.
But anyway, we'll get into... Yeah, I know, and he's doing me a favor, too, and now I just put that in jeopardy.
Yeah, that's all right.
I haven't
all right.
sent that to you
I think
yet.
It's worse. I think
I
it's worse.
I put that into jeopardy.
I'm sorry I didn't get you calling play-by-play for an otter to you.
Yeah. I'm in demand now. SeaWorld wanted me to do a video of the doing play-by-play of an otter shooting a basketball. So I did it.
Sounds great.
Oh, right now, Scraby,
it's lost in my email. I don't know where it went.
Yeah, a lot of things are lost in your emails,
the good,
apparently.
Bad, the ugly, apparently. Yeah.
You know, Chris did not send me that email.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Well, there are ways to prove that, are there not, Tony?
There is. There's nothing.
All right,
digital
we'll
ways,
it.
Yes, indeed.
So real quick, thank you to everyone. There was more than a handful of people, or about a handful of people, who came up yesterday while we were all waiting for the announcement at the Holiday Bowl. My wife's a red coat, so we were down there at the Snapdragon waiting for the announcement. And I think people are so bored that they decided to come over and introduce themselves and say hello and say they enjoyed the show. So I really appreciate that. Fun meeting everybody. And I always pass it along to these guys because we love when people, you know, take a moment to thank us because that's why we're here. But Rick Schloss, you know Rick, right?
Love him.
Love Rick. Rick, you're our guy. And he listens to the show constantly, and we appreciate that. He's an Aztec baseball player from the days gone by, now a very popular media relations guy in town. And so we can answer this for you, Rick. He said yesterday, I listen to the show, I love everything, but every time Tony's not working, and you may not even know this, Tony, because you're not here, I say, welcome back to the show, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn is idle today.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Schloss didn't like the word idle.
He's having a problem with idle.
He's having a problem with idle. So my wife...
Did he give you a specific...
He didn't really have something I should change it to. He just thought idle was a very nondescriptive word. And then my wife jumps in with... Oh, yeah, I think Rick's right.
She co-signed it.
So I had never even really thought of whether that was a good or bad introduction or you know, reference. So let me ask, is there any way you would like me to refer when you're off? I don't like to make it seem like you are lallygagging at home.
I think we should say this. Tony Gwynn Jr., sorry, let me start.
Okay.
Great, this is live
Take
radio.
Two.
Great.
Take two.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Chris Ello here, Matt Scraby over there, and Tony Gwynn Jr. just didn't want to come to work today.
Didn't want to come in.
I knew you were going to say something slick like that. What I do is, when you're gone,
I
typically say Chris Ello is out. It's
out.
Scraby and myself.
So just
hold
out.
For, yeah, it's out.
But see, out is just as... non-descriptive as idle, isn't
hey,
it?
Listen.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Rick Schloss thinks you're out in the hallway twiddling your thumbs
you know,
and you're
Rich,
idle. I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes it's none of your business. This is what it is. You know, sometimes.
Exactly. Tony's got things to do.
I got things I got
to
do.
I have things I do. Scraby gets that. We take days off. I try to make it very
to be
uninformative
fair,
when you're not here.
I had to take my daughters up
we know that
to Norco for
no,
another
if we told people what you did on the days you're off, you would easily win the Father of the Year award, because that's almost 90 5% of the time what Tony is doing.
Yes, and what's the other 5%, Chris?
Twiddling his thumbs. Just taking the day off. I don't know.
The other 5% comes during the baseball season. Yeah. Yes, so, I am twiddling my thumbs.
Do we stay with Idol and upset Rick Schloss, or do we come up with something different?
Well, because Rick's
a big guy,
approached me,
that we need to, you know, want to make him happy.
Rick hasn't approached me and said that he had a problem with out. So maybe you should just go
without. Tony Gwynn Jr. is out today. Yeah.
Boom.
What do you think, Scrape? Any thoughts on this?
I've always thought Idol, you know, I didn't understand Idol until you explained it to me, which is like a sports terminology thing.
Right, so, you're not playing. Idol means you're...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to say Tony Gwynn Jr. has a bye. Yeah. That doesn't sound right.
Tony Gwynn Jr. Can't even say on the bench because he's not in the building.
No.
I think Idol's fine.
Idol works.
I think out is okay, too.
All right, Rick, you just got 5 minutes of discussion about your question. So that's,
we appreciate you listening.
Make you happy. We love Rick Schloss out there. All right.
K-Law says, for real, let him take a day off without explaining why.
Well, that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. Thank you, K-Law. All right, Scraby is here today, but apparently he's kind of taking the day off as well.
We're trying
to understand. He didn't want to... He so didn't want to dig up highlights for the good, the bad, and the ugly that he feigned that I never sent it to him, even though it's in my phone under the stuff that says sent.
Yeah.
So there's. I don't see how you win this argument in a court of law, sir.
Because, you know, some things happen, Chris, where, like, sent doesn't mean that it's automatically delivered.
No? Okay, so he has an explanation for the
I don't know where it is.
The GBU that didn't show
up
in his
My
inbox.
Email is a mess. A lot of
Do
things...
you still not have it? So I need to send it again if we're going to run it tomorrow.
Please forward it to me. That would
forward
be nice.
It. Let's see if his email miraculously gets it this
you,
time.
Tony, you can come check the email.
Here's the other
you
thing,
guys
though.
Were checking the email
wait,
back there.
Wait, here's the other thing, though. Typically, and I didn't even check, because what I do know about Scraby is he's pretty routine-oriented.
Right.
So
you would think that some point in the morning he would look for that.
Right.
Because he's used to getting it on Monday.
He's used to getting it on Monday. As a matter of fact, when he doesn't get it, he's on your head about it.
Yes, is the good, bad, and ugly coming?
Where is it at?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So
good point.
The other thing is... Typically, this time of day, on a Monday, short show, we move our Big Five, which is one of our most successful segments, I must say. We move it to the 2:30 time slot.
So we were getting ready for it?
Didn't check, and then all of a sudden, Chris looked up and said, hey, we don't have a Big Five either. And I was like, no, of course we do. It's at 2:30.
You're probably
checking at 4:30. No.
Yeah,
look at 2:30.
What does it say?
Not there.
Scraby took the day off on the Big Five as well.
What does it say on the top under 2:40?
It doesn't say anything under 2:40, under 2:35.
It says audio from winter meetings,
there
but it should,
that was
say
our segment.
Big, it should say Big Five.
Yeah,
today is an extenuating circumstance.
You
that's
keep
why,
saying that terminology,
yeah,
extenuating circumstances.
We have had many a Mondays recently with zero baseball news, so I thought that we would just go all baseball for 2 hours. That's why I got you guys here early to record an overtime video about the other topics that we're passionate about.
I don't disagree, but it was the sneaky way that you went about it.
What do you mean sneaky?
You didn't
never
mention-
once said, hey guys, by the way, I didn't do a Big Five today.
Is that on me to tell you, or is it on you to notice?
I don't know. The producer's producing. I thought he might tell them.
No one asked me 2:40.
Oh, well, we just, you know what? Maybe we
you
are.
Said,
the,
what are we starting
maybe
with?
We are
I got to
the...
be honest with you. When Jimmy Kimmel shows up, the head writer doesn't go, Jimmy, we just didn't write your monologue today.
There's
just no way that happens.
When I woke up and I was thinking about the show, I was like, today's a perfect day to bounce the Big Five.
And you only had this conversation with yourself, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Let's
producer
see how it is.
Well, since
I'm glad
you're stepping into your fate now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
In lieu of Scraby doing a Big Five, allow me to touch on a couple of subjects then before we get back to
Tulane basketball's playing in Tulane 97-96.
I think a couple of these things are important. One, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens may as well just forget about ever going to the Hall of
Fame. Someone just called me a gaslighter, but that's not true.
You are a gaslighter.
I am not.
Gaslighter!
I get gaslit.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Bonds and Clemens. I read this and I thought, okay, they didn't make it again, right? The Veterans Committee said, no, we're going to make them wait another vote. Guess what, Tony? I read it. There are like no more votes for these guys. Both Clemens and Bonds, along with Fernando Valenzuela, a little surprised here, Sheffield too, were named on fewer than five ballots, which means
There are still some grudges being held.
You are not eligible to even be thought of again for 6 years, 2031, so it'll be even further in the past by the time they bring you up. And if you get five or less that time,
you're done.
You have as much chance of getting in as I do.
Yeah.
So it is almost the end now for Bonds, Clemens, et cetera. And Jeff Kent got in on the Veterans Committee, and even Jeff Kent, who did not get along with Barry Bonds, we know this, they fought in the dugout, right?
I saw that fight with my own eyes.
Right. Even Jeff Kent said, I can't give you the answer you're looking for because I really don't have an opinion. To me, that's Jeff Kent saying he ought to be in.
Yeah.
Because if Jeff Kent wanted to, he could easily say,
he could bury
Barry Bonds because we already know he doesn't like him. But he didn't even say that. But Barry, I think, is buried. I think that's it.
You hope that the 6 years removed only continues to soften everybody. But I told you when you first asked me this, I said, I don't know, man. It's tricky because those players, those specific players that we're talking about that were in that group that all voted, they come from an era that...
Yes, they do. But they didn't have... They were having their greenies. They were having their... They were doing whatever they needed to do.
I agree with you a whole heart.
Right?
I even think... And who did I hear say? I think I heard AJ Brzezinski say this over the weekend, that how it should go down is that if... I think that the year was 05, was when 2005 is when Major League Baseball actually put the rule in that you couldn't use performance-enhancing drugs.
There were 7 years where they didn't pay mind to it at all.
They didn't
even they knew what was going on.
100%. And I do think, I don't always agree with A-Rod, but the idea that it happened under Bud Selig's watch.
And he's in the Hall of Fame
largely because of that same time frame.
Right. The boon in baseball is credited to him because he allowed this kind of behavior.
Unless you truly believe he had no idea any of it was going on.
Him and Pat Fitzgerald, who didn't know anything about the hazing at the Northwestern. Right.
I just think this is sad.
I think it's sad for Barry Clemens, Bonds. I don't miss Jeff as much, but...
I think...
These guys are done.
They all deserve to be in there. Even Don Mattingly. I mean,
Mattingly at least got six votes, and so he can go on the ballot next year.
So that's good.
So Mattingly stays alive. Dale Murphy kind of stays alive. I'm gonna
say this. By the way, shouldn't be overlooked. Jeff Kent deserved to be in there too. Looking at what he did at his position,
the all-time leading home run at second base.
I don't think there's any
question. So there you go. But I think Dale Murphy was better than Jeff Kent.
Okay.
And I could make a case for Dale Murphy and Mattingly being better than Jeff Kent, too. Not saying Kent shouldn't be. Those guys are Hall of Fame players in my mind. Murphy won the Gold Glove every year. He won the MVP every year. I don't know what else he was supposed to do. Mattingly was Donnie Baseball for a decade. He was the best hitter in the league. Anyway, all right. That's
Scraby, now
we
can get to your produce element of this show, which is
thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Take
so
over
much.
Here, buddy.
This was the plan of the show the entire time. Dominic on the chat made something. He said a really funny comment about the Big Five. He said, the Big Five today is idle.
Hey, perfect.
It is indeed idle.
Nice call, Dominic.
You know who we haven't talked about much at all this offseason?
Polar Bear?
Well, him, but our guy Jackson Merrill. We haven't talked really about
Action
him at all.
Jackson.
And
Craig, we mentioned
Stammen,
him last week when somebody took a photo with him at a driving range.
Yes,
a friend of mine ran into him
and we talked about him when he was slamming
chugging
back
whatever
beverage he had.
But we haven't talked about Jackson Merrill going into year three. What are we expecting? Craig Stammen was asked that by the media. Very hard-hitting
good
question.
Lead-in right there, buddy.
Thank you. Here's what he said.
Yeah, that guy's a stud. I'm expecting him to be the stud that he is. Great rookie year. Last year was kind of hit or miss with the injuries and the concussion. And I think just coming back from those injuries was tough on him. But I think at the end of the season, we saw who Jackson was and how he can bounce back from adversity. And we're expecting great things from him this year. He's going to be a stud in our lineup and somebody that we rely on and count on, not just from on-field performance, but just his attitude, mentality, leadership in the clubhouse.
When did you realize that he had those traits? You were around him.
Yeah, I think, you know what, honestly, like, one of the things that opened my eyes to him is when I went on a rehab assignment to Lake Elsinore, and they were doing pitcher's fielding practice, and he's playing shortstop, and he was running the show as a 18-year-old, and you could immediately tell that he was the leader of that squad. And they were a very good team that year. I believe they ended up, they got to the playoffs. I forget if they won or not, but they, I think they did. They won the California League that year. And he was the one of the biggest parts of that. His leadership playing short, the shortstop position, you could tell he had control of what was going on. He was able to get those pitchers to do what he needed when they were, you know, filling ground balls and doing a 1-6-3. If it didn't hit him in the chest, he was talking about it. And that's what he brings to the table. And maybe as a young player, you're a little bit worried about, you know, ruffling feathers with some of the veteran players. And I think getting into year three, you know, all that stuff is kind of gone, and he can be himself.
Indeed. Nothing new there. I think we all kind of feel the same way about Action Jackson. And he's only going to get better, assuming he can stay fully healthy. He's going to put up good numbers. He's going to put up monster numbers. He's one of the things you don't worry about.
At least we haven't heard his name pop up in a trade thing. You know, man, I'm getting nervous. But I'm just hoping that, you know, not the negativity, but the concern that we brought up today, and that is being brought up in The Athletic by Dennis Lynn and being talked about by AJ, everybody kind of now is, you know, with the sale, for sale sign out there and everything, you know, is the money going to be the same? And when are they going to get AJ, you know, re-extended, et cetera, et cetera? All these things. The other side of the story is that almost no matter what, the lineup is going to have in the middle of it Fernando, Manny, Jackson, Merrill, Ramon Laureano,
yeah.
Fermin still in there, Jake I don't think's going, Bogey. Anyway, you maybe trade one somewhere, but you still got a lot of pretty good players,
for
even
sure.
If you get nothing. So it's not like the cupboard's going to be bare. And Jackson's a good name to remind us of.
As long as the pieces that you just named are there, there's the cupboard won't be bare.
Right.
But we also know the cupboard may not be good enough to get where you're trying to go, based off of what we saw last season. And it may not have anything to do with the cupboard offensively. It may have to do with the cupboard from a pitching standpoint.
Isn't it crazy? Because they had so many pitchers last year at one point before the injuries. I mean, they had an embarrassment of starting pitchers.
Right. Trying to find spots for certain
couldn't
guys.
Couldn't fit
right?
everybody in.
And then that injuries will do that, though. They deplete you in a way that can turn a non-issue into a big issue.
And I got a couple of names that you better put in the back of your head and maybe move them closer to the front, and that's Matt Waldron and J.P. Sears. And I'm not saying you should count on them.
Randy.
I'm saying Vasquez.
Randy.
No, but Vasquez, I think, yeah.
I'm like, so,
Randy.
I don't know
I kinda
why.
I kind of like the fact your mic is off, so stay with that idea.
I was like, all right, Randy Vasquez is going to be opening day starter at this point.
He might be. Randy's looking really legit now, but it's the way
I mean,
it's gonna
listen,
be, potentially.
That's one of the things that could possibly cover up, you know, some of the issues is if Randy Vasquez takes that type of step forward. I think when you made the deal for him, you had that kind of in mind, that this guy can turn into a starter that can be dependable. Well, this is what, year three now in terms of him going to be in that rotation?
One thing that's good for Randy Vasquez, just pile this away, Randy. He was on my fantasy team all last year, right? I had to suffer with every time Schilt took him out, one out from a win.
Right.
He's no longer on my team. He's been lost and traded,
so that
whatever.
That means a good year's coming.
So next year he's going to just,
good year.
Right?
Listen, I mean, that's...
Yeah,
that's,
he'll go crazy next year.
You can't depend on it, but it's certainly something that I think is reasonable to think about, that he could take that next step, and it would certainly ease some of this, but we'll have to wait till the season starts to get to that point.
Chris, I got your forward of your email. So,
the good, the bad, and the ugly is
it does work. It does work after all.
It's amazing.
How about that?
Thank you very much.
That now that's way too late to put it on this show.
That was a fantastic segment, guys.
Well, the good, the bad, and the ugly enjoyed its day idle.
The Daily Gambit still stays, though.
Daily Gambit survived, apparently.
Yeah. Of course, all that's right. Here.
Yes, it is.
Coming
I don't
up.
Have to do anything for
Thanks.
It.
I'm glad you said it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.